Okay, let's suppose you've got somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can change it, and he's just going to stick to the gun.
Just sort of stubborn or hard-headed.
And you, what might you say? Don't be so
stubborn.
Hard-headed.
Head strong or stubborn.
Do you ever use any other terms, such as ornery?
Oh, yes.
Bullheaded.
Oh, I'll use that, ornery and bullheaded and stubborn too.
If there's somebody and he just can't take a joke without losing his teeth, you know?
Yeah.
He might be.
We have them there once in a while that can get dish it out, but they can't take it. I don't know. What's the one word for it now? Let me go out, John.
Melvin, what would you call somebody? How would you describe somebody that you couldn't joke with or without his losing his temper? It's kind of hard to get along with, maybe.
Might have touchy or feisty. He can dish it out, but he can't take it.
Okay. If you were saying that I was kidding him, I didn't know he'd get so
mad or so easy to blow his gasket.
let's suppose somebody was just about to lose his temper. Or just about to get real upset, you might tell him just
hold on now. I didn't mean to upset you.
But or
touch
you
up by the keep you cool and keep you level head.
Did you ever say keep anything else?
I probably would. Don't know what word you're using.
Would you say keep calm?
Yeah.
How'd you say it?
Just keep calm.
And when would you use it? Or would you ever use it?
Well, when you saw somebody was getting, had misunderstood you or were getting upset over something, that there wasn't an excuse for, just jumping the gun.
Okay. Well, suppose you've been working very, very hard, and you have been out there in the hay. You say you're very, very
tired.
Okay, would you ever use other words
instead of
tired? Some of the other things you might say?
Well, about give out or about flabbergasted or
well,
whatever you want to call it. I'm about exhausted. Okay.
Would you ever say he's worn out?
Mm-hmm.
And that you're worn out? If you use that, you might say I'm completely... Is it
going
to go off?
I don't know what it's doing. See how slack it gets, Eva? Your tape on this side.
What about you, Bob? What about you?
No.
What makes it do that?
I don't think it's doing anything.
Huh? You see what I'm doing?
See how this way I'm sitting back here. And it looks like it's getting loose in that, but it isn't. It's just bending.
Well, I can't go today. I'm sorry. I'm just worn out from working with hay or working with something yesterday or sometime.
Okay. If someone came home early, one of your kids came home early from school,